If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This report is part one of three exploring emerging and well-established tea retail and consumer trends in the year ahead. Topics include technology, tea consumption, regional differentiation, trade divergence, and the competitive beverage landscape. Let's start with technology. Artificial intelligence is favorably impacting several aspects of beverage retail by enhancing retail efficiency, accelerating the pace of new products market entry, and generating insights into consumer behavior that will enable personalized advertising and marketing with extraordinary precision. A retail trends report by eMarketer reveals that 91% of business decision makers use AI to forecast demand. 91% use AI to provide customer support. 88% use AI to optimize their supply chain, and 82% use AI to identify new suppliers. Retailers anticipate incremental gains in product gross margins due to more precise inventory and assortment planning, thanks to AI. Market growth and demand. The beverage market is expanding overall. Sales of hot beverages worldwide are projected to top $300 billion in the next 5 years, according to Statista Research, which forecasts a compound annual growth rate of 4.64% through 2029. According to Statista, the tea market is expected to outpace overall beverage growth at a 5.79% CAGR. Tea sales are projected to reach $180 billion by 2029, and specialty teas will grow from $6 billion to $10.74 billion by 2033. Next, let's look at retail differentiation and divergence. Asia-Pacific dominates the global tea market, with India and China consuming most of the world's tea. Western-style flavored and specialty teas are gaining favor. Chinese youth are experimenting with what is called new tea. Innovation is evident in juice and tea fusions and the premiumization of bubble tea globally. Dollars can be earned in exports, but supply chain disruptions, low auction prices, and a glut of black tea contribute to volatility that will continue in 2025. The downturn in the economic fortunes of Germany, a global tea hub, will slow distribution and dampen essential investment. Ultimately, Europe and Americas, however, consume only 6% of the world's tea, and the imposition of tariffs and non-tariff barriers to trade, such as sanctions, favor regional tea brands over multinationals. And finally, consumption. Tea consumption in Germany, France, and England is incorrectly perceived as declining. Mintel projects the European market to grow by 4.8% through 2028. Tea remains widespread, available in virtually every home. What is in transition is brand loyalty due to changing consumer preferences, driven by greater awareness of health and wellness benefits and the availability of a dizzying number of beverage options in a dynamic beverage marketplace. Functional tea, fusions, condition-specific tea, medicinal tea, matcha, and adaptogenic herbals compete for a share of throat previously dominated by traditional black tea in the West and green tea in the East. Coca-Cola announced it would begin distributing Fuze iced tea in Canada and no longer manufacture Nestea, a Nestle brand. Keurig Dr. Pepper, KDP, acquired the production and marketing rights and will now bottle Nestea and distribute it. The KDP agreement with Nestle Canada is effective January 1, 2025. KDP President Olivier Lemire said, quote, This partnership reflects KDP Canada's forward-thinking approach to collaboration, emphasizing our commitment to driving value through strategic partnerships and expanding our portfolio with premium beverages. Lance Collins created Fuse Teas and non-carbonated fruit drinks in 2000 in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey. In 2007, Cope purchased the brands for $250 million and expanded distribution. By 2015, the brand reported $1 billion in sales and is now available in 90 countries. Canada's manufacturing and distribution deal follows a similar switch in Spain, where Coca-Cola also ended a long-standing agreement with Nestle to produce Nestea. In a press release, Nestle Canada President and CEO John Carmichael expressed enthusiasm about KDP's plans to expand the brand. Nestea was introduced in Switzerland in 1948. In 2001, Nestle and Coca-Cola formed a joint venture called Beverage Partners Worldwide to distribute Nestea globally. That agreement ended in 2017, and Nestle's network of independent distributors now manufactures Nestea in most countries. KDP Canada's beverage portfolio includes more than 70 owned, licensed, and joint partnership brands in several market segments, including coffee, tea, soft drinks, juice, and mixers. KDP is the market leader in single-serve coffee brewing. Business Insight. Nestea was rebranded in 2019 with a new recipe free of artificial colors, flavors, corn syrup, and GMO ingredients. Now sweetened with stevia extract, Nestea has agreed to numerous regional distribution deals with bottlers such as KDP in Canada and Catalan brewer Dom in Spain, Andorra, and Gibraltar. The Global Tea Institute for the Study of Tea Culture and Science at the University of California, Davis, is hosting its 10th annual Tea Colloquium on January 30, 2025. Director Catherine Burnett announced the theme of this year's all-day in-person event is Tea and Peace, Bringing Communities Together. There's no charge to attend. Burnett said, quote, "With this theme, we recognize the important role tea plays in soothing the soul and bringing people together, whether we gather to share a moment or before negotiating a deal. Through a full day of thought-provoking presentations, experts will show how the theme affects culture, society, science, health, and industry," end quote. Colloquium presentations include Tea and Depression by Klaus Lang, PhD, a professor at the University of Regensburg, Germany. Dr. Juan Fernando Ortiz on the cognitive enhancing properties of L-theanine, a presentation on brewing ration tea during World War II by Erica Rappaport, a professor of history at the University of Santa Barbara, and a look at tea and community in 17th century Kyoto, Japan, by Professor Morgan Patelka, an expert in Asian studies at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Registration is now open via eventbrite.com. Search UC Davis GTI. The event is Thursday, January 30th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time at the UC Davis Conference Center in Davis, California.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.